Brian Banks was a star linebacker at Long Beach Poly, which is a legendary football powerhouse in Southern California. He and this classmate, someone he'd known for a number of years, made out on the stairs at the school. She later claimed it was rape. It was not. And Brian Banks was arrested. His mother hired an attorney who said, "You're not going to get off," even though there was no eyewitness, there was no DNA evidence, nothing but her word against his. And the prosecutor offered, as the jury selection began, a deal. And the prosecutor said, "You've got 10 minutes to make this decision, or, you know, you could get life." He couldn't even call his parents. He had to make the decision with his lawyer. And the judge accepted this and sentenced him to 6 years. He served five, got a year off for a good behavior, and then was on probation for five. And he said that the probation was almost worse than the incarceration because out in the real world, he had the bracelet on his ankle. He couldn't get a job, labeled a sex offender. He couldn't leave the county without the probation officer's permission and was really stymied until a breakthrough moment came out of the blue. The girl that made the charge contacted him on Facebook and said, "Let's get together." She had no guilt, no shame. She just thought he was a hot guy and wanted to get back together with him. And he decided to use an investigator that his family knew, recorded her audio and video, and used that as the key piece of evidence of her recanting the charge. And on May 24th, the judge who sentenced him 10 years ago released him. So it was a very dramatic, powerful moment, obviously, in this kid's life, and it resonated throughout not only the sports world, but everywhere.
So why Seattle and why now?
Well, when he was growing up in Long Beach, USC was the powerhouse program. Pete Carroll called him in his junior year and talked to him about wanting to recruit him when he became a senior. That's when he ran into trouble, but the kid remembered the conversation. He kept that throughout his incarceration and his probation. So when Pete said, "Come up for a tryout," he said yes. He took the second flight of his life and the first in 10 years, Wednesday night after he did the Jay Leno show, came to Seattle, worked out Thursday morning, and Pete Carroll said Thursday that it invited him back to a mini camp next week in the hopes that he'll at least make the 90-man roster that will go into training camp this summer.
Let's talk about realistically what his chances are.
His chances are, I would have to say, fairly minimal because he doesn't have the upscale training at this level of football yet. But he's a tremendous athlete. Pete said he's got all the physical tools, but he's way, way behind. He's 26, so he's physically mature, but he just hasn't had much football over the last several years.
What are your impressions of this guy?
He is intelligent, articulate, poised, and completely beyond bitterness and anger over this whole situation. He said something very poignant Thursday. He said, "I am more appreciative of this chance than I am deserving." And I thought, wow, in the era of the entitled athlete, what a powerful thing to say. You know, if there is a cosmic referee out there making judgments, let's hope that this kid gets on a 53-man roster this fall, because it will be just a tremendous story and a little bit of redemption for a quality person.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.